there were a few games that weren't played, and one of them was postponed seemingly at the very last minute. Gosport Borough got all the way to Wealdstone to find the game postponed, and what we've been hearing on social media was to do that there wasn't enough bounce in the pitch, and we haven't heard that one before, so... We'll be talking to the borough manager, Alex Pike. But first, the press officer at Wealdstone FC, Nick Dugard. Good evening, Nick. Thanks for joining us.
Hi.
Tell us a little bit about what's happened.
Well, in actual fact, very disappointing for both sides. But I did actually get the opportunity to speak to the referee after the game, and he was very clear about the situation. Situation was that our match secretary rang him at 9 o'clock to say that he felt that there was a very good chance the game could go ahead. There had been some overnight rain, but the pitch looked good. We haven't had a postponement so far this season. So his judgment, because he also acts as ground staff as well, was that it should be okay. So what they agreed between them was that the referee would come down at 1 o'clock to assess himself. The referee informed me that unfortunately he couldn't get there until 2, which was correct because I saw that because he was held in traffic. And the referee's opinion at that time was that it was deemed unsafe. The stories on social media about the ball not bouncing correctly, in fact, were not true. He was very clear about that. The reason he called the match off was that the pitch in certain areas was too soft. And he actually indicated to me that in some areas this would sort of sink up to sort of almost sort of up to ankle level. And he felt that, when players are turning, that could be deemed injury-causing. And on that basis, sadly, at that point, around 2 o'clock, he decided that the pitch was not safe in certain areas and he decided to call the match off.
Well, if he decided that, then I suppose I can understand why it was off. But was there any way that you could have stopped Gosport from travelling? Was it playable earlier in the day?
Well, I think the judgment was that with no rain forecast, and obviously we'd looked at the forecast and looked at it at the time, and I think that was a judgment between our secretary and the match referee, that certainly, given 2 or 3 hours at least, probably more than 3 hours, drying time, that it really, the expectation was that it would be okay, but clearly it wasn't. Unfortunately, Gosport had travelled. I have to say that not only is there a disappointment here for Gosport, but people outside of non-league football are not aware of how far fans travel to matches. And in fact, there are Wealdstone fans who come as far north as Leeds and southwest as Weston-super-Mare who came to today's match and had to go home again.
Crikey. Well, let's bring in now the Gosport Borough boss, Alex Pike. Alex, it must have been a very frustrating day for everyone at Borough.
Yeah, it's extremely frustrating. I've heard that explanation, and quite frankly, for me personally, that's not acceptable. In order for that pitch to dry, it was 2 o'clock the referee called it off, and I've gone out there with the referee. At first, Gordon Bartlett, the manager at Wealdstone, and I both wanted the game playing. It wasn't until the referee pointed out the four areas of the pitch that, quite frankly, Wealdstone needed a Sahara wind to go through there to dry that out. And they were never going to get it dry, and they should have made the decision at 10:30. And when you don't make the decision, someone's got to pay the price, and it's certainly not going to be Gosport Town Football Club, that's for sure.
So how did everybody take it? Because I noticed you didn't leave straight away, so some people tried to sort of make a silver lining out of a cloud and stay and have a bit of a...
No, Cliff, that's not the case. Because of coach driving and the regulations for tacos and whatever, we were stuck there because the coach driver couldn't drive back. He had to have his break. So consequently, we were stuck, at Wealdstone. Not that they made us very welcome, and their hospitality was absolutely superb. But there again, I think they were trying to recover their error. But we couldn't get back because the coach driver has to have his break. And it's all very well saying they had fans that had to travel from Leeds. I've got a footballer that had to travel from Plymouth. It took him 6 hours. And now he's got to drive 6 hours back. And for a 19-year-old kid with no football, I don't think that's acceptable.
Gosh, well, it's certainly it's the passage of time hasn't made it feel any different. Was there anything that could you have got a call earlier in the day, Alex? Do you think that was possible?
To be honest, Cliff, I was quite calm about it until I heard the press officer make that explanation. All the blame is on Wealdstone for this. There was a call of judgment made by their match secretary, who doubles up as a groundsman, and he's made a complete error of judgment. And like I said to you, when someone makes a mistake, someone has to pay the price. it's not going to be Gosport Borough Football Club. You know, we've had to travel up. You've had coach fees of £700-odd and, you know, players travelling from Plymouth. And it's just not acceptable. And that decision should have been made at 10 o'clock this morning. It's not rocket science. Every game in their area was called off. So what made them think that their pitch was going to dry out in time?
Well, Nick, I understand you're still with us. Obviously, it was appreciated, the hospitality you offer. But would you like to comment on anything that's been said by the Gosport manager?
Yeah, I mean, I can understand the managers being upset. But it's almost as though we've, you know, deliberately called the match off to cause issues, which isn't the case at all. You know, we did everything, as far as I'm concerned, in good faith. You know, we're a professional club. We do things professionally. And I don't actually think that some of those comments are, you know, really fair. Obviously, people are going to be upset, excuse me, in those circumstances. But, you know, that is the first game we've had called off this season. I think, you know, a fair judgment was made. I can understand that people are upset. But let's not forget, this affects both clubs. You know, we've had hundreds of programmes printed that are obviously going to cost a lot of money. So I can understand people being upset. But I do think some of those comments are somewhat over the top.
Nick, they're not over the top, and I think they're quite justified. And like I said to you, there's an error of judgment been made here at 10:30 in the morning, not at 2 o'clock. The emphasis was put on the referee. I went into your boardroom at 1 o'clock and spoke to your committee there, and they were all clapping their hands, saying, all the game's off in the area, we've managed to get our game on, so we're going to get a big crowd. And that was obviously the emphasis, was trying to get a big crowd in there. And it's backfired.
Obviously we wanted the game to be on, we thought the game would be on. And I understand, you know, that obviously judgments have to be made. That is the first game that we've had called off this season. And I think, you know, I was down there early and it looked as though it could be played. But obviously I wasn't in a position to be able to go out onto the pitch.
Did you walk it or not?
No,
I got there, I was of the same opinion as you. I looked out on the pitch and I thought it was playable. And it wasn't until I walked it at 2 o'clock with your manager and we both had to agree the game could not be played. That judgment could have been and should have been made at 10:30 and not at 2 o'clock and put that referee. There's no blame
on
the referee.
That's why our secretary spoke to the referee at 9 o'clock and a judgment was made at that time. Now, why the referee couldn't have come down earlier, I can't comment on that.
He got stuck in traffic, he told me.
Well, that's what he told me as well.
But you've got the option of calling in a local referee. So why didn't you? You don't have to get the match referee. You could have got a referee of our level in at that time to look at the pitch, and you failed to do that. Why did you not do that?
Well, you know, that's a judgment that was made at the time. You know,
and it's judgment.
Well, okay, fine, but don't. You know, that is a judgment. Do you really think we wanted that game called off?
No, you wanted it on because you wanted the big crowd.
Cost us money, time, and everything else, isn't it? You know, it's not only your club that's been affected. We're affected as well. Clearly, there was an error in judgment somewhere along the line. And obviously, apologies are made for that. You know, I'm the press officer of the club, so I can only do so much, you know, commenting now. But, we don't want the game called off any more than you would want it called off.
No, we wanted. If the game was going to called off, we wanted it called off at 10:30.
No, I can understand that.
Just like the rest of the games in your area. Once we got there at 2 o'clock, we wanted the game to be played.
They weren't all called off in the area. Yeah. That's an exaggeration.
Well, the majority of your games were in that area.
Well, gentlemen, thank you for your frank opinions. Just one very quick point from both of you. Do you think that it's just the sort of the way things are going with health and safety that in the old days this game would have been played and nothing more would have even been thought about it?
In my opinion, no. You know, I must admit, you know, when I went out there with Gordon, the manager, you know, we wanted the game played, and it wasn't until I walked those four areas that the referee pointed out, and it was just ridiculous. You go back to the old baseball ground in the Derby days and said, yeah, you would have played it. Well, unfortunately, I've got some of my players that are under 5'5", and I think they would have sunk in that mud.
OK, and then final point for you then, Nick. Obviously, we've disagreed on a few points. But
I can understand that. I mean, it affects both sides. This is the first game we've had called off all season. You know, we try and act reasonably and professionalist in a situation like this, and no one wants games called off. And, you know, we can only apologise to the situation as we have to our own fans who have travelled a long way and to Gosport. And obviously, it's not something that any side wants. But, you know, that is the situation and it's happened.
Well, thank you both for your time and your honesty. Nick Dugard, press officer at Wealdstone FC, and Alex Pike, Gosport Borough Manager.